Read today in our blog, Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans 2025, from Dieter Hovorka. Dieter is CTO and founder of Skills Middle East, headquartered in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. The Super Bowl is more than just a football game. It's a cultural phenomenon that brings together sports, entertainment, and advertising on an epic scale. But what's stealing the spotlight this year? Is it the game itself? The star-studded halftime show, the high-budget commercials, or the shared social experience? Let's flashback to Super Bowl 58, a game that will be remembered for breaking viewership records with 123.4 million viewers, making it the most watched TV event in US history. The Kansas City Chiefs 25-22 overtime victory over the San Francisco 49ers created unforgettable drama, while star-studded offenses and Taylor Swift's appearance added extra excitement. The game capped off a season of record-breaking NFL ratings, cementing its place in history as one of the most memorable Super Bowls ever. But back to the present. With 72% of consumers planning to tune in, understanding what captures their attention can give you a marketing edge. Our latest infographic dives into the biggest trends, uncovering what resonates most with audiences and how brands can capitalize on these insights to create smarter, more impactful campaigns. Don't just watch the game. Make sure your brand is part of the conversation. Each year, the Super Bowl grows into an even bigger cultural and commercial spectacle. According to Nielsen, Super Bowl 58 set a new viewership record, drawing nearly 124 million people. With so many eyes on the screen, advertisers were willing to pay top dollar, shelling out $7 million for just 30 seconds of airtime. The states where the most players were born are California, Florida, and Texas, Georgia, and Ohio. That demand hasn't slowed down for Super Bowl 59. In fact, Fox sold out its entire in-game ad inventory before November, months ahead of kickoff. But landing a spot in the lineup is only part of the challenge. Brands must also compete in what has become the most crowded and creative advertising event of the year. With millions of viewers actively watching and discussing the commercials, the stakes are sky high. However, for companies, the investment often pays off. After all, the Super Bowl is one of the few times when audiences not only tolerate ads, but look forward to them. And lately, one thing has become clear. Celebrities dominate Super Bowl commercials. Believe it or not, before 2018, most ads during the game didn't feature famous actors, musicians, or athletes. Now it's the opposite. Brands increasingly rely on A-list endorsements to capture attention and boost engagement. Last year, Super Bowl 58 commercials starred big names like Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez, Kevin Hart, and Serena Williams, with many ads packed with multiple celebrities to maximize impact. Beyond the ads, consumer spending around the big game has also skyrocketed. Over the past decade, Americans have increased their spending on Super Bowl-related food, drinks, apparel, and decorations by 40%, rising from $12.4 billion in 2014 to $17.3 billion in 2024, according to the National Retail Federation. Super Bowl parties remain a huge tradition, with millions stocking up on wings, chips, beer, and team gear to celebrate the event. For brands, the Super Bowl isn't just about one night. It's about creating a cultural moment that lingers far beyond the final whistle. Whether through star-studded commercials, viral campaigns, or social media buzz, companies are banking on the game's unmatched ability to keep audiences engaged, entertained, and spending. Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles face off for the second time in 3 years. This Sunday's Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans will see a thrilling rematch between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs, who are the defending champions. The two teams last met in Super Bowl 57 in Glendale, Arizona, where the Chiefs narrowly defeated the Eagles in a high-stakes battle, winning 38-35. That game was a dramatic contest, with Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes leading the charge despite playing through an ankle injury. The Chiefs' comeback in the second half ultimately secured them their third Super Bowl title in the last 5 years. Kansas City has been a dominant force in the NFL in recent seasons, making it to the Super Bowl in all but 1 year since the 2019 season. In those four appearances, the Chiefs have claimed the championship 3 times, further cementing their status as one of the league's most successful franchises of the era. The Eagles, on the other hand, are seeking redemption after their narrow loss in last year's final, and are looking to capture their second Super Bowl title in franchise history. Both teams have explosive offenses and formidable defenses, and the Super Bowl 59 matchup promises to be a must-watch for football fans around the world. Will the Chiefs continue their dynasty, or will the Eagles soar to victory this time around? Super Bowl 59 logo. What it looks like, who designed it? The logo for Super Bowl 59 was created by Taj Williams, a 26-year-old local artist who works as a cybersecurity analyst for Microsoft by day, according to NOLA.com. Williams, also known as Queen Taj, is a prominent figure in New Orleans' Black Masking Indian tribe, where she holds the title of Queen. Williams made history as the first black woman to design both the Super Bowl logo and its theme art, as reported by Essence. She is also the first local artist to collaborate with the NFL on creating a Super Bowl logo. This partnership is a dream come true and an opportunity to share the beauty of black masking culture with the world, Williams told Essence, emphasizing the pride and significance of her work. Her design brings a unique cultural touch to the event, celebrating the rich heritage of New Orleans. The infographic below highlights some fun facts and numbers surrounding Super Bowl 59 and the teams involved. Read more in our blog www.skillzetten.com/blog.